Quick though she was, the man was quicker. His left hand darted out to seize her left wrist. His right, flashing around her body, grasped her right and held it rigidly in the small of her back. Thus they walked away. "Stop!" she flared. "You're making a spectacle of me!" "Now, isn't that just too bad?" His lips smiled for the benefit of the observers, but his eyes held no glint of mirth. "These folks will think that this is the way all Aldebaranian friends walk together. If you think for a second you've got any chance of all of touching that sounder, think again. Stop wiggling! Even if you can shimmy enough to work it, I'll smash your brain to a pulp before it contacts once." Outside, in the grounds, the girl brought into play everything she had. "Oh, Lensman, let's sit down and talk this over." It was a distressing scene, but it left the Lensman cold. "Save your breath," he advised her finally, wearily. "To me, you're just another Zwilnik, no more and no less. A female louse is still a louse. And calling a Zwilnik a louse is insulting the whole louse family." He said that, and saying it, knew it to be the exact and crystal truth. But not even that knowledge could mitigate in any iota the recoiling of his every fiber from the deed which he was about to do. He could not even pray, with immortal merits, Dwayanu. "Luca, turn your wheel so I need not slay this woman." It had to be. Why in all the nine hells of Valeria did he have to be a Lensman? Why did he have to be the one to do it? But it had to be done, and soon. They'd be here shortly. "There's just one thing you can do to make me believe you're even partially innocent," he ground out. "That you have even one decent thought or one decent instinct anywhere in you."
"What is it, Lensman? I'll do it, whatever it is."
"Release your thought screen and send out a call to the big shot." The girl stiffened. This big cop wasn't so dumb. He really knew something. He must die, and at once. How could she get word to... Simultaneously, Kinnison perceived that for which he had been waiting. The narcotics men were coming. He tore open the woman's gown, flipped the switch of her thought screen, and invaded her mind. But, fast as he was late, almost too late altogether. He could get neither direction, line, nor location. But only and faintly a picture of a space dock saloon, of a repulsively obese man in a luxuriously furnished back room. Then her mind went completely blank, and her body slumped down bonelessly. Thus narcotics found them, the woman inert and flaccid upon the bench, the man staring down at her in black abstraction.